Well, hello, my friend. I'm glad you telephoned right now. I want to tell you about what happened to my wife, Nancy, and I many years ago while we were on the Gulf of Mexico. We were spending the night on a ship. We were doing some deep-sea fishing, and a fierce storm developed. And I'll tell you what happened in just a moment, but first I want to read to you Philippians 3, 13 and 14. Paul says, "Forgetting what is behind me and reaching out for that which lies ahead, I press toward the goal to win the prize, which is God's call to the life above in Christ Jesus." Now, what Paul is saying is to forget the past and strive for the future, keeping your eyes on Jesus. And that's where my story comes in on the Gulf of Mexico that night when the bad storm developed. It was a real lesson in understanding that scripture. How so? Well, the captain said it was the worst he'd ever been in. He had to leave the cabin where the three of us were to join the crew to batter down the hatches, so to speak. And in leaving, he said, "Take the wheel." "Well, who, me?" I replied. "And yes, no buts. Just, Neil, just keep the boat facing that faint light that appears from time to time in the distance." Well, the reason it appeared from time to time was the ship would be going down in the waves. Well, once I glanced back, and I saw the stern of our boat pitching back and forth, and I saw the rough sea, and I felt the jolt of the splashing waves on the window. Well, I was scared, but as long as I kept looking forward, keeping my eyes on that speck of light, I felt more and more confident, and I was okay, and we did make the port safely, or I wouldn't be talking to you now. But here's the bottom line. If our eyes are kept ahead, I believe that the happenings around us will not drown us. Yes, we will be affected, but we will not be offset. And I quickly add, it is not always easy, especially when we feel the pressure against us. Though not easy, it is possible. And the more we do it, the more confident we can continue to do so. It is a matter of our will. And to that end, I'd like to pray for you, my friend. God, I just pray you'd bless this one who's holding the phone. And amid the storms that they might be in right now, may they keep their eyes on your Son, Jesus. In fact, he even said, "I am the light of the world." And I pray you would guide this one safely through rough waters and give your love on the peaceful waters. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm glad you called, my friend, and after the signal, if you'd like to speak to me, you may. In fact, I'll return the call as I can. Thanks for calling. God bless.